Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is a Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so delighted tonight to be on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just thank and praise God. God. And I give God praise and I give God glory on tonight. He's such an awesome God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And I just give him praise on tonight. We're going to get ready to open up our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour to order tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to go from there. Yes, Lord, I thank and praise God for being who he is in our lives. There's so many things going on these days, but God. But I'll be reading from Psalms 91. I said a song first. Okay, let me see. God is good. Sorry, y'all.
Save me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create a clean heart. May you worship you. From the inside out, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm going to say, I need you too.
Coming from Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I have just read you the 91 chapter of Psalms. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy words. Father, we come now just giving you